It's time to link up for Ismus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Just turn the right mic on. Morena Desley.
Morena Johnny, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. Now, Desley, I feel like it's time for us to just revisit this Western Springs Stadium story, which is still developing. And in fact, public consultation is open now until June 15th with a recommendation due in July. So to everyone out there listening, if you want to have your say on the future of Western Springs Stadium, jump online or head to, there's a selection of Auckland City Libraries where people can do it in person, correct? Is this right, Desley?
That's right. And it's the libraries really round about where Western Springs is.
Okay. It's not every library, but it's...
No, okay. It's not. But AK Have Your Say has the message out there for all, you know, for everyone to go and join, to have a look at. But I tell you what, one of the neat things that you might want to do, the listeners might want to do, especially because it's online, is tonight, that's the 27th of May tonight, from 6 to 7.30, they're actually going to go through all the options, and you can ask questions about the options online on this Zoom call. So again, that's a really good information session, because although you can have stuff to read online, nothing beats being able to ask your question before you fill in, you know, your preferred option. So that's tonight, 6 o'clock to 7.30. And to go online, because you need to register, just go to AK Have Your Say. If you want to come and talk to councillors, having had a say, there's an option for you to do that as well. So if you're really passionate about this, and before we make our call, you can actually register to have a speaking slot in June, on the 9th of June, between 9.30 and 4pm, to have your say as well. But look, there are two very big options, a bit of change there, and of course option three is a combination.
Oh, are you there, Desley?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You just dropped out a tiny bit. So you were saying there's three big options.
Well, there's two.
Oh, hang on. Just dropped out again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear.
Yeah. Yep. There's two big options. One is the football stadium with extra, community facilities for artificial turf, for health centre, basketball, padel, and other things. Then there's the Brian Williams option, the Ponsonby Rugby Club options, which is a venue for concerts, festivals, rugby and other community events. And then the third option is neither of the option one or two, but status quo, or asking Auckland if they've got something that we haven't thought of.
Mm. Now, what's your personal stance on the proposed plans for Western Springs? Do you favour the community-led model, being the Ponsonby Rugby Club music venue, or the privately funded stadium proposal, and why?
You know, Johnny, genuinely, I don't. I think this is really important. We could have made a call without going to Auckland. Mm. A Tātaki governor managed the site for us, and we could have let either them do it themselves, or we could have just done it as a result of what they thought was best. But I'm really proud, actually, we've gone out to Auckland to ask them. Mm. I think this is really important. This is about the people of Auckland having a say about something that I'm sure they are quite passionate about. Western Springs has been around a long time as a venue for all sorts of things. And what its future should be with the growing needs of our city, I think is up to Aucklanders to really, I want to hear from them first.
How will the council ensure that the public feedback is genuinely considered in the final decision, rather than favouring whichever proposal appears more financially appealing?
Look, I think that's when we go out for consultation, that's, I've told you why, we want to listen to Aucklanders, and that absolutely that's taken into consideration. I'd like to think that all councillors, including the mayor around the table, come to this with an open mind. Mm. I really do. As I said, we kind of had that battle a while ago as to whether we were going to make a call ourselves. And I was really proud that I was one of the councillors that put my hand up. It wasn't unanimous, but I was one of the councillors that put my hand up to go to the people of Auckland. So let's see what people of Auckland say first.
People people have people who are opposed to the privately funded stadium have raised potential risks in public access and affordability if the privately funded proposal is selected. Sir Brian Williams raised concerns about locked door access under private management. How would the council plan to protect community access if the private model goes ahead?
Well, both option one and option two, which are the big changes that Sir Brian Williams, Brian Williams and Ali Williams, talk about Williams, both of those options, whatever is selected, they will still need work done. They will need further investigation, due diligence, business case, development of contract terms, you know, all those kind of things would need to happen after. So I think, you know, that would be an important point. You don't want to necessarily do something that the people of Auckland don't think is a right option. If that was one of the things that are important to Aucklanders, for heaven's sake, say that, you know?
What is your general feeling about the council's vision for Western Springs as a public space? Does it align more with a community-first approach or a multi-use commercial precinct?
I think it can be both, which is why both of the two big options have community use in them, all right? One was more around the Ali Williams option, of course, which is completely privately funded, has extra facilities. Apart from the significant investment in the stadium itself for football, home of AFC, what a terrible match that was on Saturday, but anyway, that has other use. As I said, basketball, padel, it has... They say it's enhanced use of the site, and of course the year-round use, knowing that football potentially isn't, is to have a healthcare centre and hospitality options there. The community facilities under Brian Williams' option, the Ponsonby Rugby option, which is more a Hollywood Bowl type.
You can walk your dog there or, you know, hang out, have a picnic on a nice day.
Yeah, events and festivals and stuff like that. The community facilities there are obviously the continued use or continued home, for want of a better word, for Ponsonby Rugby Club and other facilities, this areas, recreational spaces, local communities, you know, that can use them. So both have community use, but the key role changes. One's more a concert venue, because it's leveraging the sort of natural amphitheatre of the site, and the other is a more multi-purpose stadium with other facilities for sport and a home of AFC.
Now, one last question on this. Obviously, we're encouraging people to submit, participate in local democracy, please, people. What's your message to Aucklanders who are concerned that Western Springs could become another venue out of reach for everyday people if the private partnership went ahead?
Well, just have your say, Johnny. I mean, and make sure you say that as well. I mean, I'm not sure option one would be would lock people out either. I mean, everything is open for discussion. I mean, Go Media was packed on Saturday night. I was there, right? They will still have their big matches there, I think, if that option worked. But, you know, for people to attend anything, whether at a concert or a stadium, it has to be priced that people can afford it, right? Or else they won't go.
Someone, we've got a couple of texts through on this. Is there the risk of the land leaving public ownership under either of the proposals?
No.
No?
No, because under option A, which is the Ali Williams option, they pay for everything, but then it moves back into council ownership.
Someone else is asking, where would Ponsonby Rugby Club go if Western Springs is privately funded?
Where would Ponsonby Rugby Club go?
Where do they go?
Option A, yes. Football stadium was there. Very good question.
Not sure.
There would need to be a home found for Ponsonby Rugby Club. That is a very big issue.
Big question. Okay. Yeah. Now, all right, everyone. Where do they submit once again?
AK have your say, and remember that they on that site you just put in Western Springs and it will come up and it will have the form, which is a really good form actually. It goes through the overview of the options and the history of Western Springs and everything, and you're able to have your say. And also, actually, I do really encourage people to go online and register for tonight's webinar. It just gives a lot of information for you before you put your submission in and allows you to ask questions.
All right, now just on to our next story. I know we're probably a bit short on time, Desley, but we'll try and crack through this one. News article the other day, by the numbers, Auckland's financial problems getting worse. Apparently Auckland's economy is deteriorating and worsening employment and with worsening employment and consumer spending figures, according to a financial update scheduled for an Auckland Council governing body meeting. The key data for people out there, the city centre foot traffic is down 3.8%. Retail card spending fell by nearly 5% in March. CBD retail spending dropped 8.5% in March. And Auckland lost 11,000 jobs over the past year. The unemployment rate rose to 5.1%. And it's not sounding so good. Obviously, with the recent news of Smith & Coe closing in the central city, Desley, how concerned are you about these figures?
I think everyone has to be pretty concerned about these figures, but I do want to distinguish between Auckland's economy and council's finances, right? They are two different things, just so we're clear about that. So Auckland's economy as a whole is really affected by decisions made by central government and the Reserve Bank, you know, because they make decisions about things like interest rate hikes and international events. Clearly the high interest rates we've had for the last couple of years have had an impact on spending. You know it's tough out there, don't we? People with mortgages have less money, there's less spending, and less spending is exactly what the Reserve Bank wants to achieve by putting interest rates up. So it takes the pressure off inflation. So it's a bit of a perfect storm, for want of a better word. And we do know that the recent economic data, for example, is not a surprise, because there is a cyclical downturn. And when you get that downturn, obviously Auckland is affected. When life's good, Auckland is affected too. But just look, I did read that Stuff article, and I did look at the foot traffic in the city. I mean, it has been really impacted by a huge amount of construction. But if you look at the site foot count in Queen Street in 2019, they were about 1,800 people a day, all right? In May this year, they were 1,700. So there is still quite a bit of foot. Cannot deny that things are tough, and the city has been a construction nightmare for a long time. And it is hurting. It's hurting out there, and let's hope that the Reserve Bank governor does something about it, and the government does something to get, you know, our economy in a much better place, because it's pretty dire.
One last question on this one for you, Desley. What role do you think improvements in public transport, cycling and walking infrastructure are going to play in making the city centre more accessible and vibrant?
Look, when CRL opens, it will be a game changer for the central city. I mean, you'll be able to get a train that will take you right off in the middle of town to go to the Aotea Centre, to go to the Civic Theatre. You've got a train station at the bottom and one at the top, it will just make such a huge difference. I think for university students to be able to cycle, to train and cycle to university will make a big difference. I believe the city will come a much bigger, vibrant place with those with the public transport, especially the CRL opening next year. And the other thing is, we've made a decision around the city centre to intensify it more for housing, so that you will have more people living there.
Excellent. Hey, Desley, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. It's been a pleasure. This is my last time talking to you. Next time,
Johnny,
you'll have someone brand new and great talking to you. So it's been a pleasure, mate.
Okay, thanks so much. You're a great host. Really enjoyed speaking to you. Whatever your next challenge is, go well. You're a great guy, and hope to see you out there somewhere.
All right. Cheers, Desley. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.